This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Democracy is no game. A political science professor at NYU, Adam Pieworski, has a disturbing theory about democracies, their stability, and their sustainability, which has gained increasing prominence. If he's right, and there's a lot of evidence that he's got a point, even if he's a bit off the mark, then none of us can assume that democracy and its institutions are set in concrete in any country, including the United States. Prevailing theories had held that once countries established democratic norms through a series of election cycles and successful transitions of power, then democracy would be set in stone. Pieworski, looking at more modern experience, has applied a sort of game theory to political practice. In a New York Times profile running before the election, his views are easily extracted. Over decades of research, Pieworski developed a theory that has become part of the bedrock of political science, that democracy is best understood as a game, one in which players pursue power and resolve conflicts through elections rather than brute force. Democracies thrive when politicians believe they are better off playing by the rules of that game, even when they lose elections, because that's the way to maximize their self-interest over time. To create those conditions, Pieworski found, it's crucial for the stakes of power to remain relatively low, so that people don't fear electoral defeat so much that they seek other methods, such as coups, of reversing it. That means winners of elections need to act with restraint. They can't grab too much and make life miserable for the losers or foreclose the possibility that future elections will allow the losers to win. When the conditions are satisfied, Pieworski told me, democracy works. But the events of recent years suggest that even working democracies can be far more fragile than was once believed. Pieworski, long a voice of optimism, once believed that it would be essentially impossible for a democracy like the U.S. to collapse. But today, not only does he see real reason for concern about the health of American democracy, he said in a recent interview he does not see an obvious way to protect it from being weakened further. Events like Jan 6 in the U.S. and the current efforts to call the election into question, even before the ballots are counted, underpin this theory, as does a similar chaos after the last election in Brazil. The autocracy in Hungary and similar attempts in Poland, the retreat in Tunisia, Indonesia, India, Venezuela, and others all make the list. The rise of far-right parties and tendencies across Europe also feed into these fears for democracies. Trump and both his committed mass base and self-interested million and billionaires seem to calculate advantages now in chaos rather than in institutions. The Supreme Court has diluted the balance of powers that provided a guardrail in the rule of law. The polarity and partisan divisions in Congress also fit that pattern. We can't allow democracy to be seen as one more game without rules. It's all up to us to make sure that is not allowed to happen. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.